Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Wise Minds Radio Show. This is your radio host and producer, Gigi Adams Evans, with Justin E.T. Lodge, Modern Philosopher. Tonight, our topic will be about the remorseful mind, is part one. Of course, our all topic on every Wednesday night is about bullying, and we hope that you enjoy and indulge in the show. Give us a call at 646-200-317 and let us know exactly what your thoughts are on bullying and the bullying epidemic that's worldwide. If you're an advocate for bullying, let me know, and we can work from there with questions and comments. And we're going to talk about remorse, because remorse is one of the most potent forces that can and will bully a mind to make you go insane. So give us a call, 646-200-317. We're here from 7 to 8 p.m. tonight, every Wednesday night, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time and 4 p.m. Pacific Time. I'd also like to say
hello, everyone, and welcome again, as I said, to Wise Mind Radio. This is your radio host, Gigi Adams-Evans, here in Stormy, Georgia, and we're looking for a diversion of the storm coming our way. We've got the high winds already here, so hopefully this show will go in a smooth transition as we look at Tito tonight on the phone, and we're ready to rumble. So how you doing tonight, Tito?
Hi, Gigi. I'm doing excellent and looking forward to a very good show and conversation, or good dialogue with our audience. And I would love for anyone and everyone to call in with some questions, because the topic is just one that I do believe all that would or will stimulate minds. It's a mind stimulator. Topic, the remorse mind. Hi, everyone. I'd like to thank you and welcome each and every one of you to the show. And I have a special guest who will be listening tonight. Her name is Mrs. Jennifer Weaver. She is she's a very fun person to learn and to have dialogue with. And I'm blessed to have met her, and she told me that she would be listening tonight. Also, Bill Hanna in Switzerland, and each one of you, because I'd like you to know that Wise Mind Educational Radio Show is transforming lives from across the globe. Many, many countries are supporting us, and they find the show to be very helpful and educative to them. And all this is happening because of you. And thank you so much for your support. And always remember to invite younger minds, teenagers, or younger minds, period. And it doesn't, because it is Wise Minds, and mind is universal and never age, all minds are young. What I mean by younger, I'm talking about human age. So I'm looking forward to have fun with you tonight and enjoy the privilege that we have to learn together and reason on issues and matters that caused the bullying of the mind. Because the title of the show tonight, every Wednesday, the title of the show is Bullying the Solution. So get ready, get your refreshments next to you, and let's get rumbled. Gigi?
All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That number to call in tonight is, and every Wednesday night, is 646-200-3817. As Tito said, we're going to have His very special friend listening in tonight, and of course, Ms. Bilhana in Sweden. I'd like to say hello to her and her daughter Sophie as well, and all the other people that are listening globally. Duncan in Glasgow, Scotland. Hello, Duncan. How are you? And thank you for listening in. Connie, who is in Colorado. Thank you guys for listening in, and all others who are listening in tonight. We thank you. Again, that number is 646-200-3817. And before we get started, I'd like to go ahead and give out the shout outs to my networking friends who listen and always have a comment. That's Mr. Franz Sincere 8. So he's Franz the Hybrid 1. He's a record music promoter for Melody Music Records, Erectness Records, and Lust Covenant Records. And of course, Ms. Arlene Brown of the Arlene Brown TV Mitchell Network. If you're into travel, go to Majestic Roads. Pick you up a ticket from Arlene and go on a wonderful holiday somewhere with your loved one. And, of course, happy birthday to Mr. Kenny Fuller of Sideblock Generals Entertainment. So, you guys, I hope that everyone is doing fine. I'd like to say hello to Mr. John Green of Buttermilk and Cornbread Filmworks. And thank you for his support and his comments also on the show. You guys call in sometimes. You know, it would be great to hear from you and exchange dialogue with us. We love for you to listen. We really appreciate that. But do call in from time to time and let us know what's on your mind. Of course, as Tito has told you, the topic of every show is bullying and the solution. The subtopic tonight is The Remorseful Mind, Part 1. I'm going to turn the mic over to Tito because time really creeps up on us. And let's get busy, Tito. Let's get ready to rumble.
Thank you so very much, Gigi. And I'd just like to echo what you, your caution to our listeners that there is a major storm coming in your way and already there. So, we are not looking forward to any interruptions of the show, but this can happen. And to know that we are here, and usually things like that don't last for long. So just give us the opportunity to get right back in the air, however it's happened, whether it's me or Gigi on the station. Thank you so very much, and let's get rolling. Again, the topic for tonight's show is Remorse Part 1. There will be two parts of remorse, and tonight's first part is the mind. And from a human, first part is from a human approach to remorse. Next week will be on the energy approach to it. So, one question, I will start with a question. What is remorse? Well, as I have mentioned to you and everyone who have read the book, the first published book on the universal relativity theory of the mind, which I have discovered and used to create self-development wisdom education, character development wisdom education for individuals, groups, and I'm looking forward to do it for community, state, and nations. The mind is made of three components, is one entity that is made of three components. One of them is the conscience. The conscience is the area of the mind that judges our actions. not just our actions, but the actions of the mind, decision that it makes. And also while it is guiding it, caution it, while it is nurturing thoughts. Remorse is one of the, I would say, remorse is a force, period. And it is one that it's very terrible. It is very, very terrible force. And what it does, it affects, not just affect, but it invaded the mind. All of three components of the mind, it drains those energies plus other energies to the point where it usually will cause the entire self of a person to fall into first discouragement, then into depression. Because depression is nothing but total or very large depleting of a human energy. And as you know, there are so many energies that created or that forms what we call the self, which is an energy on its own, is the union of each and every energy that we have. And when the mind is invaded by remorse, what it does, it just depleting them. And it is a very, very bad condition for any mind to go through. And I would encourage you, since we just got started the show, if you know anyone that is within a hollow distance from you, call that person to listen. And if you have any question along the way, please feel comfortable to call us so we can have a good dialogue right after the lecture. It is a force. What caused this force? Well, first, what caused it is guilt. Guilt from the action of the mind. We need to understand that. Very important. Never judge yourself. Don't ever do that. Don't judge your mind. Don't judge yourself. However, it is important to examine your heart, your core. Examine it routinely. Go within you through the process of meditation to evaluate and testing each and every one of the energies that are lodged within your core. It is important that you visit them. It is important that you spend time with them, to listen to them. They are there within you to help you during your journey on earth. Your mind creates them. If you do not routinely spending time with them, you are not a good leader to them. You will lose connection with them. And also, that is, if they are still there or not in a deep, fall into deep sleep, they need to, okay, each energy, for example, let's say courage is an energy, is a human energy that the mind creates within us. But if we do not, through meditation, spending time checking in with our courage, energy, listen to it, well, it's going to lose interest in following you and standing for you. You are supposed to be the leader of each and every one of your human energy. You create them. It's like children. They are your children. You are the father. You are the leader of the family. But if you are never around, you never listen to any one of them or talk with them or do things together with them, they're going to lose confidence in you. Well, there is no way they could have ever create or stimulate confidence energies within them for you. And here you are thinking that you have this, you have that, but you have nothing. It is the same with your mind, it's any energy that you have. Examine yourself. Do not blame yourself. Do not criticize yourself. You can bring yourself down just by criticizing. No, you never to do that. That's wrong. You analyze it. Well, you were about to do something wrong right away. Stop it and find a way to recreate another approach to it and do it properly. If you already done it, it's wrong. Well, retrace your steps, and make good on every bad deed that you make, correct them, and keep moving on, because those are the practice, the routine practice that we do, which forms guilt. And there are many levels of them. Maybe I have some of them, I don't know. I try to find every one of them. And I've been doing that since I was 12 years old. Even much earlier than that, because I learned that from my dad, who was a very well-educated ordained spiritual leader and a spiritual person. Even in Catholic service, in communion, the priest and any priest, they are obligated spiritually to ask anyone who's coming to receive communion to examine yourself so you don't drink condemnations against your own self. That is at spiritual level, but however, it is a practice to do routinely. In fact, try to do this every night. Examine your day. You will never be caught with a bunch of unfinished businesses later on that's going to cause you to, that's going to open doors for guilt to enter your mind and your core. And I tell you what, I'm warning you, don't do that. Tonight, as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, tonight's show title is Bullying the Solution. Dear friend, there are many forms of bullying. Many forms of them. One of them is other minds that are being bullied and take the frustrations on you who have nothing to do with that person. And another form of bullying is when, by mistake, in lack of wisdom, your mind makes wrong decisions or made bad decisions. And that is what remorse is. And what that force, when it enters your mind, in your core, it bullies you. not makes you feel, but it tells you that you are no good. Yeah. Anything and everything to bring you down, it just shoot it at you. I'm quite sure that many individuals, they may have, it may happen that they got sick and they died or old age. It isn't that. They gradually, or they, because their minds are affected by or in, overpowered by remorse. Remorse depleted so many of their energies that the brain, it even dictated the brain lies about who you are to the point of discouragement, and that caused lots of organs in within you to start malfunctioning, and of course, yes, you're going to lose appetite, and you can, my goodness, you can, as I said, bully a person whose mind is being bullied and take the frustrations on someone else. You will find yourself bullying people that has nothing to do with you. A person who is on his way to work or whatever, that person is passing by you right away. You already have a book rating on what like that person's life is. That is bullying. And when you do, here is a danger with not just screen. I forgot the there is a term for that. Not yes, you can call it racism, a bunch of stuff like that. But the danger is, when you encourage your mind to send anger, force, create force, and send and attack people with them, well, guess what? In your mind, well, not in your mind, but your mind sees you as a human being and sees everyone else as a human being. And whatever you do to someone else, it takes it as what you want it to do to any and every human being. That is including you. Regardless how much you, for example, for those who nurture resentment against others because of their race, you can't, in a 24-hour day, you cannot do, you are not going to be awake for no more than 16 hours. You have to go to sleep. So everybody else has a break with you when you are asleep. But guess who do not have a break with this mentality? And yeah, this mentality that you educate your mind to practice. You. Because your mind is energy, it doesn't sleep. While you are asleep, it loaded you with the same hatred, resentful thoughts, and spears, in the form of spears that you've been throwing at others. It throws them at you too. And you don't have to be asleep for it to do that to you. And this is the reason why individuals whose minds are bullying them, they take it on someone else. And they are always like that because it is not one thing that caused it. Yes, it was the beginning of it. Well, usually those people, they can't really remember how it gets started because they are not educated to wise mind, the universal relativity of the mind, which would wisdom education, which are to help a person to manage the actions, the behaviors of his or her mind. Many of you who are educated to the universal relativity of the mind and have read the book, and many of you that I have consulted with in before getting into the cultivation of a wise mind, you know that you can. That's what wisdom also does for you. You can manage the behavior of your mind. It takes practice. It's not going to come after you read Wise Mind ebook. No. It is because the mind is energy. This is spiritual work. You have to go into meditation. And the more time you spend there, the more, unless you are in meditation, you cannot spend time with your mind, which is an energy. And because you don't spend time with it, you don't know what it's doing. You don't know its impulse, its tendencies. And this is the reason why some people would say, man, what did I do? Why did I do? I don't even know why I did that. But it is a decision that your mind makes, because that's what it does. Whether you give it thanks to make decisions to work, or give it work to do, and educate it to wisdom, to guide and guard his decision-making process, he's going to do it anyway with anything. It could give you problems that you don't even know how it got started, so forget about resolving them. And before you know, you are in deep trouble with so many people that you may truly care about, but you piss them off. They don't want to hang around you. Why? Because your mind is behaving a way that is not attractive, that does not reflect respect. Respect is not one of the wisdom that influence your mind decision-making process. So whatever the behavior of your mind, the thoughts that it nurtures, there would not be any trace of wisdom of respect in it. And no one who understands that, who is sensitive to absence of respect, peace, tranquility, would want to have anything to do with you. We are approaching, we are 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes before the first half of the show. The lecture, my goodness, thank God there is going to be a part two of the show. So this is the end. For now, this is the end of the lecture, expecting that you will have questions and to start a dialogue. There is so much more that I know since Sunday I've been inspired. I mean, there is a flow of inspirations that keep running through my mind, and it keeps me entertained, keeps my mind green. So call in, let's have a dialogue. You might bring out some things in me that I may not even think of, that may not come up. If you stir it, it will come up. Thank you so very much, Gigi.
All righty. Very good dialogue.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Artist's Loft. No, I'm sorry, Wise Mind Radio Show. I'm so sorry. Wise Mind Radio Show with John Sinnius T. Lodge Jr. and myself, Gigi Adams Evans, radio host. And we hope that you're having a wonderful evening. And I'd like to ask for your special prayers for a relative of mine who is passing on through this world slowly. And she has refused to take any more treatments for her condition. So her name is Janice Weston, and I ask that you just lift her up for me and say a special prayer for her as she makes her transitions and her decisions are also respected by the family. So, Janice, we hope that you're listening as you usually do, and we hope that you're doing the best that you possibly can under the circumstances that you're under. So we love you, and we wish you well. This is in the second half of the hour, and we're going to go ahead and give you a little bit more information about some of the things that we're doing. I'll play a couple of commercials for you, and we'll be back in touch with you in a few moments. So if you're thirsty and you want to get a notepad out to take in some information, we would appreciate you do so, because we would love to hear from you and listen to you and answer your questions as much as possible. This is the second half of Wise Mind Radio Show. That number is 646-200-3817, and we'll be right back. Hi, guys. This is Gigi Adams-Evans with a brief advertisement for you. Go to www.ustream.tv/channel/franzlicious, FranzLicious to listen to music videos and more show, the Franzlicious music video and more shows. You will not be sorry that you went there. And also, you can find him on Facebook and Twitter, Franz 8. Also, Mr. Kenny Fuller of SB, Sideblock Generals Records, and Euphorium Records. Both guys are music promoters, and they're looking for and seeking music artists of all walks of life. So hit them up. Tell them that Gigi sent you there. Y'all have a great day. All right, ladies and gentlemen, and also Buttermilk and Cornbread Filmwork is looking for content writers, and if you're interested and you think you have a savvy for writing, starting up a production company for filmmakers, producers, and writers, you can email me at gwiz.productions.host@gmail.com. Again, that's gwiz.productions.host@gmail.com, and send me your bio, resume, and a picture, and let me know what you do. We're looking for content writers, so if you've never written a script before, it's okay. Just send us a little bit of your writing sample so I can know how to place you inside the company. I'm a director of acquisitions and submissions, so I'll be reading your work. So send that information along my way, and we'll get back with you with a valid email address and a good telephone number we can reach you by. That's Buttermilk and Cornbread Filmworks, and you can send it to gwiz.productions.host@gmail.com. Now we're going to get back to the show. We have about 30 more minutes left in the show, and we're talking about the second half. We've already talked about the bullying process, and you never know where we may end up at next, but right now the second half is about remorseful mind, and it's part one. It's an ongoing subject about bullying and the solutions. So please engage with us and let us hear from you. Come on, we're sitting here alone every Wednesday, and we'd love to hear from you. I know that you're listening because my stats show that you are, but we'd love for you to call in so you can have some dialogue with us. So come on. Let's get this party started. 646-200-3817. Back to you, Tito.
Thank you so very much, Gigi. I'd like to encourage every one of our listeners of tonight who may have not yet read both books, Who Are We? Self-Development Wisdom, Volume 1, or Wise Mind, Volume 1. Wise Mind, Volume 1 is one that I would encourage. It's very short. It is published by Smashwords.com. You can order it from there. And you can also go to our website, www.wisemindevelopment.org. Wisemindevelopment is one word, .org. And there are so much information, I mean tons of information on the not only the development of a mind that can reason, vision also, well, at both you men and being level, but how to cultivate one. Remember that the mind can, any mind can be invented, and reinvented. Any mind can be redeemed. Any mind can be rehabilitated. For those of you who know individuals who have been, whose mind have been very much damaged by remorse in or being bullied, because there is something about it. When you go through experiences, bad experiences like that, let's say for bullying, yes, someone in the class, in one of the class that you are taking, may be bullying you or where, for a while. But that doesn't stay there if your mind is not protected. And even though they are damaged, your mind can continue to bully you for the rest of your life. And you can take those words to the bank. I have come across friends whose mind has been bullied by thoughts of nightmare moments they went through 20, 30 years ago, prior to when I met them. And that's still bothering them. They got frustrated with them. Why? Because they have not reconciled with those moments. There is an education that I create for individuals and group of individuals, uniquely for individuals. Because here is very important to understand, my dear friend. Why is mind universal? No. The universal relativity theory of the mind that I discovered and make available to you is one that will guide and guard your mind and enable it to do so much. One of them is reconcile your mind. Should we were to compare our mind with a computer, computer crashes because too much stuff in it. It is important to always be checking on everything, reconcile with past deeds. You had to have made mistakes in the past. For many of us, we can say at a certain age or at any age, some people would say, I don't care. You will care. Things don't go away like that. Energies will not go away like that. You have to reconcile with them. I offer consultations for individuals, communities, states, and countries, bullying is a worldwide epidemic. Millions of people, it's not just teenagers. Adults, there are more adults that commit suicide than teenagers. Bullying is an epidemic. It is it has long been a mentality of man. False. Everything is false, false. Bullying is forcing a person on will, on someone else through force, fear, intimidation, even death. So to go through something like that, it's not just for those of you who may have gone through this. You need to reconcile with that. I offer counseling sessions that will help you to, very important, I do not tell you what to do. I share with you universal wisdom that will enable you to do what you need to do. There are universal wisdom that I know how to create because that's what I do. And my mind is guided and guarded by the universal relativity theory of the mind, which I discovered long ago, and I've been testing it for decades, and it is reliable. You need to know how to do those things for your own self, and I teach that. A session of consultation with me is an education. Of course, yes, I will lead you to, I will not just explain, but I will walk with you through many versions and approach, considering many approaches based on where you are or you may be getting started from. Now, the question you may ask, why is it universal wisdom, universal relativity theory of the mind? It has to be that. Why? Your mind is unique. Mind is unique. Each person's mind is unique. To come on you and tell you, oh, this is what you need to do if you want to be happy, that is BS in French. Don't stay away from language like that. Stay away from it. If you can sense when someone is going to say something like that, oh, I know how to make you happy, just close your ears and walk away and never spend time near that person. If it is on television, turn it off. Radio, turn it off. Why? Your mind and your core, which is your heart and your being, those three are unique. Unique only to you. What may work for someone else will not work for you. Drinking is not gonna make you happy. What it does, it affect your brain, central nervous system. It numbed it. Not only that, you cannot function at physical function. Guess what? You cannot receive revelations, inspirations. You cannot connect with your own heart. And not to even talk about being. When the relationship between your mind, your heart, your being is a trinity union, that is the most powerful gift that you can ever cultivate to present it, to present to yourself. How much you love you. Do this for you. This physical life, this physical world, is one that is so dark. It's made of tragedies, adversities, and lies. Unless you can look at something, anything, through the eyes of your love energy, your heart, your core, your mind. You cannot see nothing. What you think you see is not what it is. It's only tragedies, adversities, and lies, deceptions. That's what this world is made of, this physical world is made of. False. Here is one, I'd like to share this with you. I don't remember whom I was talking with. I believe I was talking with today. I was talking with Mrs. Jennifer Weaver, to whom I dedicated this show. Well, since this world is made of tragedies, adversities, and deceptions, where does opportunities come from? Well, they come from the readiness of your mind. Before one of those strike your life. I mean, for sure, any one of you may have had the opportunity to witness a person on television after a hurricane or fire, whatever, saying, I lost everything. The whole you? What has happened? Of course, yes, we understand what this person may have tried to do. But the danger in saying it the wrong way is that every word you say, your mind takes it as either a suggestion or request. If you keep saying that you lost everything, well, of course, yes, everything is gone. As far as it is concerned, when what got burned up, stuff, tangible stuff, sentimental stuff that were in the house before the flood, before the fire, before the hurricane, before the tornadoes, my dear friend. If you have not yet done that, do it. Go to smashwords.com. Smashwords.com. Order Wise Mind ebook. I am the author. My name is Jean-Cenier Slange Jr. It is under $5. Order one for your boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, children. It is published in 6 or 7, or ebook format, whichever that you prefer. You can get it directly from smashwords.com. Get your mind acquainted with the universal relativity theory of the mind that I discovered. I've used it to create many, many different forms of self-development, wisdom, education. Again, as I mentioned to you, I am used to do that for individuals in consultations. I mean, there are some cases that I do have to spend lots of times with a person, meaning that not together with that person, with everyone, because I do it via Skype. But I have to, for some cases, I find out very soon that I will have to create a specific approach, specific educational approach for a specific person to address a specific condition of the mind. Speaking of remorse, you don't know how long a nightmare memory could have been sitting or lodged in your mind, in heart, and draining you. You eat nothing, taste anything good. You cannot be content with anything that you do. You drink until you pass out. I mean, of course, yes, that's not going to help anyway, because something needs to come out. Your mind knows it, but it is so weak under the force of remorse that it cannot, and since you are not someone, unfortunately, as leader of your own mind, who have an energy relationship with your mind. So we got this heart loud. Your mind is crying, is yelling. You won't hear it. And if within you there has not been a strong presence of honesty, energy that you cultivate within you. Honesty is the language that every and all spiritual energies communicate through. How do you hear inspirations clearly? It is when they echo, whatever the inspiration it is, when it comes in, it echoes in the mountains of honesty energy within you, and you hear it. Now, if unfortunately you are not a person who were, again, fortunate to have learned about the importance of honesty energy to cultivate it, you will never hear instructions. You will never hear what your heart is telling you, your core, energies that are within your core, what they are saying. They are crying. They need help. They need your leadership. But you cannot understand it because you do not have strong enough honesty energy to deliver messages to you and to receive messages to you and to echo them so you can hear what your energies are saying. It is important for me to remind you that your mind is energy. It can see billions of years in the past. This very second, in billions of years in the future, at any 1 second it needs to. To have a tool like that, you are planning for tomorrow, and you do not use your mind's ability to see the future to report to you what it sees if you go this direction, that direction, shape your character, shape certain or cultivate certain characters in you for when you get there, because very important. Yes, if you go to medical school for long enough and learn, you're going to end up with a PhD in, you're going to be a doctor, a medical doctor. Now, having that diploma is one thing. You also needed to cultivate the character of the person who's going to be trusted with the lives of others. So it is not your mind knows that, and your mind can be inspired on how to do that, to do so much, to prepare you for tomorrow. It can be invented, and we invented. and your being is spiritual energy. It is called, it is creation of love, the same love that creates love, spiritual energy that creates the planet, the sun, through which we have life, that sustains life on earth, is the same one that creates your being, energies, and it creates it to its own energy wisdom, energy image. You can cultivate a mind, any mind you want to. You can rehabilitate your mind. You did not know lots of things that now you did not know about the discovery of relativity theory of the mind, which I discovered and I make available to you. Go to Smash Words or the book. I mean, you can read it, you know, have 3-4 hours. I mean, of course, yes, you're gonna definitely want to go back to it, to really connect with the message of each chapter. There are some of the chapters that are not even a half page long, but the energy of the message in it will last, will keep your mind green for the rest of your life. You need to do that. Instead of worrying all the time about, my God, my children are going to be teenagers, or they are teenagers. You don't know what teenagers can do, blah, blah, blah. Shh. Encourage them to educate their minds to wisdom. Let wisdom guide and guard their minds' decision-making process. And you too. You cannot control no human being. Understand that. You can control a zombie, a physical body. Yeah, you can. Because physically nobody wants pain. That makes you a bully, a jerk. And if you don't pay for it, your children and involved many generations will pay for what you do wrong to others. That's the way it works. My dear friend, thank you so much for tuning in to Wise Minds Educational Radio Show tonight with me and Gigi. We expect that you have learned something. And I thank you so very much for allowing me to be your show host, because I get to hear so much that I had found out, discovered, uncovered, and tested that were within me. Without you listeners, I wouldn't be able to hear what was coming from me. That sounds pretty good to me. I hope they do the same for you too. My website address is www.wisemindevelopment.org, and I'd like to thank each and every one of you who makes financial donation to support the radio show. Thank you so much, and I want you to know it is because of your donations that we can educate, we can offer that universal relativity theory of the mind education to individuals from around the globe. Thank you so very much. Have a good evening. Gigi.
Alrighty then. That was a wonderful show, Tito. It was very interesting, very knowledgeable, very educational as usual. Ladies and gentlemen, it's our time to shut down for the night. It's 7:59 p.m., but I did want to give you a little bit of information about Tito's website, and of course what I'm doing as well. You can go to Tito's website. You can find him on Wise Mind Radio on Facebook. There's a fan page club there. You can go in and start to sign up for the fan page and give a shout out to Tito. Remember, Wise Mind Radio on Facebook. That's his fan page. And we'd like for you to go in and start to subscribe and keep up with what we're doing every Wednesday night on the show. And also, I'd like to let you know that my company, G-Wiz Ihodaro Productions, is doing a play called Woman of God. It's not a gospel play. It's just called Woman of God, and we transfer back and forth in time in the future in the Bible to come back to bring information about women who were really strong in the Bible in modern times. So it's a twist to it. It's not, as I said, a Christian or gospel play. It's a very interesting play. And we're in rehearsals now, so we'll let you know as soon as we can about the tickets. And, of course, we're going to bring Tito up, hopefully, to be the first one to sit in the first show. So, anyway, it's called Ihodaro Women of God. It's with G-Wiz Productions, Ihodaro Productions. And also, remember, go to Tito's website, www.wisemindevelopment, which is one word, and .org, and pick up a copy of his books, Wise Mind and Who Are We? You can also donate to Tito in his ongoing training and counseling for Wise Mind Development. Wise Mind Development Institute, I believe I said that correctly, Tito. You can go to Tito Lange, TitoLange, at yahoo.com for any donations that you would have to help to support him and his work, his ongoing work, especially for the children, for bullying and all sorts of things that he's doing to help humankind. Tito is a very wonderful person, a very wonderful man, very intelligent, very knowledgeable, and I love him immensely for his work ongoing, his always interesting and knowledgeable radio shows that we do. So support him. Go to Twitter. You can hit him up on Papacito, P-A-P-A-C-I-T-O, 1955. That's Papacito, 1955 on Twitter. You can email him, of course, TitoLodge at yahoo.com, and you can also use that as his donation page to help and support him in his ongoing work. One more thing I think I had to say, but it left me. I guess I was just talking a little bit too much, trying to get everything in before, because we're actually going into overtime right now. But you guys, please support Tito and go to his fan page, Wise Mind Radio, on Facebook, and tune into our shows. We thank you, and we hope you have a wonderful evening. Tito, you can close us out.
Okay. I'd like to display my gratitude to each and every one of you again. And well, if this is the first time you turn in to Wise Minds Radio Show, I'd like to share with you that the very same link that we sent to you for the show tonight, you can use it to access the show archives, so you can listen to previous show. We need your support, your donations, because again, it costs money. There are expenses to keep the show going. We cannot function without that. So, however, don't judge how much. Whatever that you can comfortably afford, go to PayPal, TitoLange, TitoLange at yahoo.com. You can make donations. And I thank you so very much. And may your health, heart, mind, and work activities continue to be blessed. I will see you next Wednesday, and remember to always invite young minds to the show. Have a good evening and a good weekend. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Good night, everyone. Have a wonderful evening. Good night, Tito.
Good night, Gigi.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for that wonderful time with us today. And we're going to close out with a song called DJ Determination Beat to make sure that whoever made this beautiful beat gets their copyrights acknowledged. So DJ Determination Beat, and we hope to see you again on Wednesday. Don't forget the Artist Loft with myself, PJ Sampson, and Anna Marie Holliday. Our broadcast on Monday nights, and the GNA Horror Movie Review is also broadcast on Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. with myself, Gigi Adams Evans, and Arlene Brown Mitchell of the Arlene Brown TV Network. We review horror movies, something that we love to do. So there's a whole lot of diversity in the things that we do on the radio show, especially myself and PJ and Anna. They're into the Christian realm of getting people together to create a ministry, and I'm just all over the place, so give us a call. That number again on Monday nights, the Artist Loft, is 646-200-3817, and we hope to hear from you as well as on Wise Mind Radio, and also with NGRA Radio, you can give us a call. Have a wonderful time. Don't forget, NGRA Radio, you can find on Facebook and Wix.com.